in their wealth and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches. None of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. For the redemption of their soul is precious. Amen. We know what that is. Hallelujah. And it ceaseth forever. When it does its work, it's final, it's complete. Nothing else has to ever be added to it. Let's pray. Father, we love you. Pray, God, that you'd help us to preach and the power of the Holy Ghost. Help us to give liberty, Lord, and get liberty in the house of God. You said where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And I pray, God, that you just may your presence and power just hover around this place. Enable us, Lord, to be the vessel that's not fit to be used, but, Lord, called to be used. And I pray, God, that you'd use my words, set a guard at my mouth, and let nothing come out of it that should not come out of it. I pray I'll be a vessel fit and meet for the Master's use. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege to be back here on Sunday night on the Lord's Day. We worship you today in spirit and in truth. And appreciate the great liberty and the freedom we had in the house of God this morning. We need you again tonight. Pray you get glory. And, Lord, I pray you'd speak to every heart that's here tonight. And, Lord, not just to the young, but, Lord, to the young, and but Lord, to us. May these truths, Lord, be reminded in our heart. And let us leave out of here rejoicing. Help us to unload and make that trade we talked about this morning. Pray your will be accomplished in Jesus' name. Amen. If the Lord would help me for a little while, I want to start out by just giving you the nursery rhyme that I feel like the Lord had me to preach on a little while tonight. It's a nursery rhyme that probably everybody here has always heard when you were young. The Lord gave me this thought originally, and some of this message he gave me, and the Lord added to it lately, but he gave me some of this message when I was first reading over, looking at all the biblical truths that are in some of the nursery rhymes that we used to know as little children. I want to preach tonight, if the Lord will help me, on Humpty Dumpty, a picture of redemption. Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. According to our text today, we can see it right here in our text in Psalms chapter number 49. Those words are not in our Bible, but those words relate to our Bible. Ecclesiastes 7:29 says, God hath made man upright. God made us right, but we went wrong. Psalm 49, verse 6 and 7, remember what it says, they that trust in their wealth and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. What do you say? I'm saying man is a Humpty Dumpty. He has had a great fall. The Bible said God made us upright. He breathed into man, and man became a living soul. We were a sculptor out of dust, and God breathed into us. And he gave life to a lot of things, fish and birds, but he never did anything that he created have a living soul. When dust met deity, deity made dust begin to live. We were made in his image and after his likeness. The Bible said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness and give them dominion over the fish of the sea and the fowl of the air. So God made us. He made us upright. And man, when he created, he was made right. He was made clean. He was made pure. They didn't know. I feel like they were clothed with the glory of God. They were naked when they sinned and trespassed against God. And so their nakedness was revealed. Before that, they had the glow and glory of God. And we see man's creation, then man's degeneration. He's went down, man fell, and he's frustrated now because he has condemnation. But then thank God for redemption. Think about man in his bright past. We were walking with God, innocent, fellowshipping with God in the garden. I heard one man say, where would we be? This woman smart at all said, where would we be without women? He said, we'd be back in the garden, but I don't think that's so. Man is always looking for the low place. Man is always looking for that would corrupt. And so God made us. He made us in a bright past. But then we have a blighted presence. Every single one of us have a fallen will. I remember preaching and teaching in Bible college, and I tell them there was so much confusion about how God deals with man in salvation. When man failed, that same condemnation fell upon all men, because all men have sinned according to Romans chapter number 5. They may not have sinned after the similitude of Adam, but all men sin. And so when Adam, the head of the human race, fell, all of mankind fell after him. And so now we have not a free will, we have a fallen will. And every single one of us, our will is fallen. We're dead in our trespasses and sins. Though God made us bright and beautiful, now we're dead. As Brother Frank mentioned, we're sitting in darkness. We're blinded. The God, little g God of this world, hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ should shine them. So we're blind. We're dead. We have no way. We have no way to help ourselves according to our text. We have nothing that we can do for ourselves. But God, amen, sent his son to die for us. For us. I'll say bless his name. Amen. I mean, when they fell, we had a bright past. We have a blighted present, but we have a blasted future. If we don't turn to the Lord, we're going to burn in hell forever. Ain't you glad God saved you from the flames of hell? Man was made brilliant. He was made in the image of God. God breathed into his nostrils. He became a living soul. He sat high on the wall of all God's creation. Everything else was under him. He had dominion over everything. God put him in the garden of God and told him to enjoy tilling it, the garden that God planted. He sat high on the wall of goodness. Everything about him was good. He walked with God. He talked with God. Can you imagine walking hand in hand with the Lord every day in the cool of the day? But he kept stretching. He kept tiptoeing. He kept teetering and reaching for more power and more knowledge. And he got that knowledge. But he had all the knowledge of the good, but he got the knowledge of the evil. And when that happened, that evil, he fell. He was created a little lower than the angels, but when he fell lower than the beast of the earth. And God had to show Nebuchadnezzar that and put him on the ground acting like a beast. And his hair grew and his fingernails grew lower than the beast. His creator was God, but he had a great fall. He's fallen. He's crippled. Like Mephibosheth, we cannot help ourselves. If you look back in Mephibosheth, that great story of the Bible that pictures grace, he had to go get fetched. Ziba went and fetched him out from Lodabar, the pastureless land. God sent him down there. The king, the sovereign, sent him down there and fetched him. But if you read back just a couple of chapters, the reason he was crippled is because the nursemaid, when they were attacked, dropped him. He was crippled because of the fall. That's the way every one of us. We were crippled because of the fall. We can't help ourselves. Our mind was warped. We're twisted. Amen. No more can we help ourselves than if we were blind, it could make light come into our eyes. We cannot help ourselves. Look at society. Society has gone down and down. Man cannot help themselves. They build more schools, bigger schools. And nothing seems to reform them. They are more educated. We've got access to more knowledge through the internet, but we're still building more prisons. They're packed to the capacity, building more jails. There's more hospitals to carry all those homicides, those people that's been shot. And it seems like we can even take cemeteries and beautify them, but everything we do is in vain. We cannot help ourselves. We had a fall, and we cannot repair our fall. Then it goes on to say, in the nursery, and I believe that's in the text, said, they that trust in wealth, that boast themselves in what we can do and what we can amass. We can't do anything to redeem ourselves to God. We can't do anything to help our brother. But God's made a ransom. God said, I'm going to pay. The price for your redemption is precious. Thanks be unto God. We're not saved by silver and gold or vain conversation received by tradition from our fathers, but we're saved with the precious blood of Christ. Amen. Hey, the Bible says... The Bible tells us that we can't do it. Our strength can't do it. We talked about it this morning. It says, that little nursery rhyme said, all the king's horses, according to the Bible in the book of Psalms in chapter number 5, some trust in chariots and some in horses. The chariots and horses, they're a symbol of power, a symbol of strength, a symbol of might, a symbol of royalty, a symbol of power. But hey, all the horsepower of science and the horsepower of reformation and the horsepower of knowledge and the is still inadequate. It's unable. Oh, we may desire to make ourselves better, and we want to do best we can by that drunk, and we want to put him in a clean suit, but only God can put a clean man in that clean suit. We can try our best to get him to AAA and NA and all that stuff, but we can't do it. Do you actually think that man starts out, a man who starts drinking, he doesn't say one day, I hope I become a wife beater. I hope I beat my kids. I hope I lose my job. I hope I lose my house. And he doesn't set out that way. He just starts little by little. And sin takes more bites and bigger bites out of him because he's fallen. And all of his own strength, he can't straighten out. He's crippled. The Bible says we're impotent. We don't have the strength to save ourselves. We're in a ditch and we can't get ourselves out. We're blind and we can't make light come into our eyes. We're dead and we can't make ourselves live again. Oh, we had a great fall, and all of our strength and all of our horsepower of knowledge and wisdom won't do anything to help us. And then it says, the nursery rhyme, all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. All the good men and women that we've known. According to John chapter number 1, verse 12 and 13, the Bible says, he came into his own received him not, but as many as received him, to them gave he power. Man doesn't have power within himself, and the greatest people that we know, they can't change somebody. You can take some of those men over there I've talked to in the prison and jail. I'm telling you, they've had a godly mama and a godly daddy. They've come back in from their exploits of murder or manslaughter or whatever they're in prison for, and they hear mama and I praying, and as good as that woman is, she can't put him back together. It's going to take God. It's going to take the power of God. Amen. Fallen man cannot do anything. They're miserable in their strength. And then we think about, hey, these ain't just any man. They're the king's men. What about the good preachers? What about them people who are servants of God? What about them people who have committed themselves unto serving the Lord? These are king's men. But no preacher can save you. No good godly grandma can save you. I used to hear all the time, my old preacher, he used to say things like, you can't go to heaven on your mama's skirt tail. Amen. You got to get saved yourself. What the king's horses couldn't do and what the king's men couldn't do. Thank God it looks like, oh, he's had a fall and there's no hope for him. And the nursery rhyme ends. But, oh, let me tell you, there is one good thing that will happen. The king's horses can't do it, and the king's men can't do it, but the king can do it. Amen. There's a king himself. Amen. He can remove all the trash out of the man's life. He can restore that man. He can regenerate that man and make him a brand new creature. But unless the king comes by and lifts him up, unless the king comes by and releases those things from the things that bind him, unless the king comes by and makes him a brand new creature, unless he gets born again. Hey, you got to be born again. If you're not born twice, oh, listen to me. If you're not born twice, you're going to die twice. But if you're born twice, you die once. To be absent from the bodies will be present with the Lord. I don't want to have that second death. That second death will not touch the believer. That second death is a never-ending death. It's eternal flames of hell. Oh, thank God we've been born again. We've been made a new creature. I mean, I was trapped. I was in the condemnation of my own self. I couldn't do nothing. I had good people praying for me, but they couldn't help me. My own strength couldn't help me. You've heard this. Pick yourself up by your own bootstrap. Well, you made your bed, now you got to lay in it. Man left to himself is a mess. He's on the way to hell, but thank God Jesus steps in. One day when I wasn't looking for him and I came and slipped on the second row of Welcome Home Baptist Church just to appease mama, to get her to leave me alone. And conviction set in. I didn't get saved that day. I left and called the preacher later, but the next Sunday came around, conviction all week, but that next Sunday God cracked the door open. I feel like that was my last time. I was going to drown, Brother Frank. I was going down for the last, but God came by. Hey, man, what the king's men couldn't do, good mama, good papa, hey, what they couldn't do, what my own strength couldn't do, I couldn't put myself together, but what I couldn't do, the king showed up and did that day and changed my life forever. Bless his holy
holy name. I ain't going to hell now. My name's in the Lamb's Book of Life. My sins have been forgiven. I got made a new creature that day. Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah. I was in a ditch and couldn't get out. But God came by and got me out. The Good Samaritan showed up in my ditch. The king is abundantly able to make a person. The king can, and he's willing to, and he can do, and he has done. And what he has done, he will do. Oh, I'm glad he's able to save them which believe. The Bible tells us, thank God, in our text, he said the redemption of the soul, of their soul, is precious. Hallelujah. And it ceaseth forever. When it does this work, it's going to be done forever. The only thing that'll save a man is the precious blood of Christ. He loved us and gave himself for us and made us kings and priests under our God. The Bible said in the book of Hebrews that without shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Oh, the only hope that we can have eternal life and everlasting life is Jesus and him alone. Thank God for his eternal blood. The Bible said we have forgiveness of sins. Amen. God's made us right through his blood. We were aliens, strangers from the common hope, without hope, without God, but with the precious blood of Christ, he broke down that middle wall partition. He's united us back to God. What we couldn't do, what good people couldn't do. Amen. The king showed up one day and did for us. Amen. When the king comes for the sinner, he can change the sinner. All they have to do is repent, receive the truth that's been preached. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Amen. Came into this world. And whosoever now believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Here's what Psalm 107 verse 6 says. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. Amen. Do it. I give your life to God. I feel like everybody here is saved, but more, if I wasn't saved, I'd call on the Lord. I confess with my mouth. I believe in my heart, the Lord Jesus Christ, that God raised him from the dead. He said, thou shalt be saved. He's still saving people in 2024. Thank God. All you got to do is repent and come to the Lord. You had a great fall, and the good men and women in your life, but they can't help you. Your own strength can't help you. But what the king's horses couldn't do and what the king's men couldn't do, I'm glad the king showed up one day and did it. Amen. I thank God for the goodness of God. Turn over with me, if you will, as we begin to close in Proverbs and chapter number 1. I want you to see this with your own God-given eyeballs. Look in Proverbs and chapter number 1 and verse number 23. Watch what the Bible says. Turn you at my reproof. When God sends truth, it begins to reprove us and rebuke us and convict us. The scriptures convince us, the spirit convicts us, and the Savior converts us. That's the only way a man can be made a new creature. And therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Not will be, but is. We're now the sons of God. He said in Proverbs 1:23, turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. You remember that day the conviction set on your heart? You remember that day it felt like every word that the man of God was speaking, the word of God that seemed to be dead and seemed to just be another book, that day God made it alive. It's because the spirit that inspired that word was taking that word and putting it in your heart. He said, I'll pour out my spirit unto you. I'll make known my words unto you. A dead man can understand the Bible if God speaks to his heart. But we were dead, but God spoke to our heart. A blind man can see the truth if God opens his eyes. He said, I'll make known my words unto you. In verse 24, he said, but here's what happened. Here's the tragedy. Here's the tragedy of all. They could have triumph, but they say no to God. To say no to Jesus is to say yes to hell. To say no to heaven is to say yes to hell. To turn away from conviction and the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of God speaking to your heart through the Word of God, is to say, hey, I'm waiting on somebody else to help me. I'm waiting on my own strength. I'll change when I want to. No, you won't. You can't change. You fit and you're dominated by sin. You're bent toward the wrong direction. But watch what happened in verse 24. Sad day, because I called and you refused. I stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But you said it not all my counsel with none of my reproof. He said, when it comes to that day of judgment, he said, I also will laugh at your calamity. I'll mock when your fear cometh. Your fear cometh as a desolation, and destruction cometh as a whirlwind. When distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall shall they call upon me. He said, but it's too late then. I spoke to you and you resisted me. I came to you and you told me no. I knocked on your door and you wouldn't open it up. You trusted in something else. You trusted in somebody else. You trusted in yourself. He said, then they'll call in verse 28. He said, but I will not answer. They'll seek me early, but they shall not find me. Listen, for that they hated knowledge. They didn't want to hear that. Did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel. Verse 30, they despised all my reproof. Verse 31, therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Oh, thank God for the day I hearkened to the call. Thank God for the day I had that fall. How I was cracked up, I was bent, I was crippled, I was blind, I was in a mess. And all them good people that prayed for me couldn't help me. My own strength couldn't fix me. I'd say I'm going to quit and go right back to doing it. I'd say I'm going to stop and go right back to doing it. But when God showed up, He, the King, showed up and changed me. And I became a part of the King's family. Now that I sit at the King's table, I eat the King's food, I'm headed to the King's house. I sit among the King's family, all because what I couldn't do, what the King's men couldn't do, the King showed up and did for me one blessed day. Let's all stand, heads is bowed and eyes closed. I wonder today if you say, preach.